T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now,
we've got the research director, Ray Mann, from the Connecticut Labor Department, Andy Condon. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks.
Wonderful.
Split release with the regional unemployment data that's up on the DOL website, or will be up tomorrow, I guess. What's the main point of focus in this update?
You're referring to the regional data?
Yes, the regional unemployment data.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Well, I don't really. The regional data takes a look at unemployment statistics for the Northeast.
Okay, so
all right, so let's do Connecticut. We got some bad recon. Yeah, we don't care about the hell with the Northeast. Just tell us about Connecticut.
But the Connecticut data, which we released yesterday, showed us February was pretty quiet. We were down 400 jobs, which statistically is basically nothing. And the unemployment rate remains extremely low at 3.8%, which is unchanged from last month and the month before. However, we did see a large revision in the January data, larger than normal.
Yeah.
So the 1,000 jobs we initially said we grew in January got turned into a 2,500 job loss.
Ooh. Andy, what is responsible for the reassessment of what the numbers are?
Well, in this case, it's two things. First of all, we release every month what's called preliminary data in order that this process is as timely as possible. In the intervening time, the Bureau of Labor Statistics continues to collect sample from late reporters, and if that information changes the picture, they revise the data on the so-called final release, which we talk about the following month. So in this case, it was a normal revision, but large. They can be up, they can be down. Usually they're not large. This one was. What we also had a correction to the way we have been estimating the construction industry,
right,
which we've seen for several months has been potentially overestimated. And after several months of discussion with the Bureau, they agreed and made a correction, and that was more than half of the drop. So.
Was that I was going to ask you, Andy, was that the biggest area of the drop-off?
It was. It wasn't all of it, but it was more than half.
I'm surprised with all the medical buildings going up that it went up, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. What other areas suffered a significant drop-off?
Well, the rest of it was sort of across the board.
Right.
There was no particular industry that ended up changing as a result of the revision. And the February data basically was about half and half. About half our sectors that we published data on grew, and about half declined.
But the fact of the matter is you can't take 1 month or even a trend. Well, you can look for a trend. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, this is not a whole lot of data. It takes a while to build up the base so you can figure out what's really going on.
Right, and that's exactly right. And we always recommend that any particular month's release, this is all sample-based, can be volatile and shouldn't be overanalyzed. So we always recommend looking at the past several months to see which direction things are going in. So we did start off the year. We thought we started off on the right foot, but we ended up starting, you know, perhaps not on the right foot. But we're going to have to wait for a few months to see whether or not what sort of trend evolves from this.
Andy Condon with us, the research director at the Connecticut Labor Department. When the numbers don't add up, when you have a, you know, like you thought it was going to be a positive and it turned into a bit of a negative, what are the mechanisms that you get, that people there go through to make sure that we don't get like a false positive again?
Samples are designed and data is collected as carefully as possible. The samples are designed to be statistically representative of the industry, of geography, of firm size. Number of factors go into it. The Bureau attempts to collect as much of the data that are from businesses that are in the sample as possible. some firms, you know, report late. Some firms have been reluctant to report.
Right, exactly.
That stuff happens. The Bureau spends a lot of energy in data collection. There are at least a couple of national data collection centers for this purpose, and the people are highly trained to get the information and get it in a timely way, but it doesn't always work out.
You know, the one thing, and Keith Vanoff had a piece in CT Mirror, and you pointed it out as well, you know, even with this, we're at a 17-year low in unemployment. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good, but it's also there's some warning signs there, too. One of the reasons why our unemployment rate is so low is because population growth is slowing and therefore labor force growth is going to be going slow. So if this continues, one of our major hurdles will be, and then we have to wait and see, is not that'll restrain growth in employment is the amount of people in the workforce.
When you look at as we move forward, what will have the biggest effect in your opinion, Andy, as to whether we put in more jobs or put in less?
Well, right now for the past several years, we've been on the same moderate growth path that, for several years now, maybe five. Mm-hmm. And we don't really see that changing unless something national happens to change that trajectory. The Federal Reserve yesterday announced that they don't anticipate any more interest rate hikes this year. That's a good sign. But the reason why they're doing it is they see a healthy economy with some warning signs out there.
Yeah, they're forecasting what, 2%? I think it is.
Yeah, well, a little bit more. But okay. We are late in a business cycle. This has gone longer than most have in recent memory. What goes up does unfortunately come down when it comes to business activity, as we saw back in 2008. You can't exactly point at economic factors to say we're in trouble right now.
Right.
There are a few signs out there, but people are being cautious.
You know, and just a final thought, but it would seem to me that I also noticed in the report, I don't think salary increases are necessarily all that common.
Wage growth, in our report, we part of the same program that collects employment information, collects wage and hour information as well. And this survey is for us notoriously volatile.
Okay.
This month was pretty low. Other months have been pretty high. Other data sources we have shown that income growth, wage growth has been pretty slow.
Okay.
More towards the 2% range than the 4% range.
So. All right. Andy Condon, we'll talk to you probably in another month, if that's okay.
That's just fine.
Have a grand and glorious day, sir. Thank you for being on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.